Pass the money.
Higher bid.
On the street.
On the air.
And hoping, Mkhaya, you'll also join in on the conversation if you're a young person or you are aware of wonderful things that are being done by young people, whether it's in the recycling industry and any other ways that help move along achievement of these SDG targets, or perhaps you have suggestions on how government can get young people more involved in helping to reach those goals. Call us. We are on 086-000-0959. 063-688-0959 is the WhatsApp line, and you can also tune in to us on channel 861 on DSTV. SMS line is 36959. And of course, we are on X at Khaya on Air using hashtag KhayaBiz. So moving on to another interesting story. We are talking about this, the concept of insider trading. When is it illegal and when is it not? This, as Steinhoff accused Berger appeared before the Pretoria Specialized Crimes Court today following his arrest by the Hawks on the same day. Hawks spokesperson Katlego Mogale saying Berger pleaded guilty to all three charges of the contravention of the Financial Markets Act. That's insider trading. And we'll look at the various acts in just a moment. But let me welcome Zwelakhe Mngweni, Chief Investment Officer at Benguela Global Funds Manager. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for speaking to us.
Good evening to your listeners.
Being handed a suspended sentence for, and I want you to please just break down to us what is insider trading and the serious nature of it, because just hearing that, just pleading guilty leads to a suspended sentence, for me is something I'm rather gog about.
Yeah, look. I think the first thing is to maybe have a generic perspective on the. Who is an insider? So when companies, listed companies in particular, have information that that relates to their performance, business performance, or any information that could affect how the stock is viewed by the investors, so who are not insiders now. So you could be an employee, a director, and you have that information, and if you share that information with a third party, or you act on it yourself to basically, let's say you've seen the financials and you're thinking that the company's earnings are going to decline, and you therefore go and sell your shares, you're basically protecting yourself while the rest of the investment community is not able to do so, because you have an inside information that others are not there, are not able to access it. So the market operates on a principle of information being publicly available. And if you are able to act on information that is not publicly available, it gives you an unfair advantage on other market participants. So you become an insider trader by virtually acting on that information, either through a third party or yourself directly, so to basically make a decision based on that. So that is what it is. So in the Steinhoff case, it is alleged that while they were on a boat, Marcus Yoste and his friends, Marcus Yoste informed some of them that there was big trouble coming at Steinhoff and they need to sell their shares. And some of them acted on that information and therefore became insiders, because the connection is that there was somebody with information, internal information, that basically shared it with a third party, and the third party acted on that information to gain an unfair advantage on the rest of the market. So basically, Gerard Berger pleaded guilty today on those charges, that he basically used that information, basically profited on that, because subsequent collapse on the share price, he had been able to protect his wealth versus other people who couldn't do that.
So according to the Financial Markets Act, is there a distinct difference between insider trading and then what is known as illegal insider trading?
So illegal insider trading is where the example that I just gave, where it may be permissible. For example, you are a legislator or you are a regulator and you are sitting on shares that you have to sell to fulfill a legal obligation, and you do so even though you have information. That you don't call it a legal, but it is more
acceptable
in law, that you only traded for the purpose of fulfilling your legal obligation, your constitutional obligation, but you were not deriving an unfair financial benefit for yourself. And I think that's where it matters, is that if there is an unfair financial benefit to you, your family, or your friend, that becomes illegal.
And then racketeering, where does that come into the whole picture?
Sure. So the racketeering is a criminal charge where it could be a combination of fraud or insider information, but essentially it's close to corruption. I mean, I don't have the legal words to explain. It's basically,
No, I was saying you can go ahead and just finish, even if it's a practical example like you've done, because it does seem, as you say, one, even if they are not, even if one is financially literate, for instance, it's clear that there are manipulations in order to either appear above board in the actions that people take, and it's been going on for quite a while in South Africa with various characters being pointed out. We know what happened to Yusta, and people are starting to get concerned. So are people using the law even to commit these criminal acts?
Yeah, so basically, if I make an example where I go and set up intentionally go and set up a fraudulent strategy in the market or anywhere else where what they call a scheme, and that enables me to either extort people or unfairly lose them their belongings, that is a kind of a crime that would be racketeering. So you basically set up a scheme to defraud or extort other members of the society. So what these type of accusations occur in the, for example, in the Steinhoff case, is where they repeatedly, according to their charges, they repeatedly executed certain actions with a specific intended outcome, and that outcome being illegal. So if you consistently write false invoices and you send somebody to go cash them out and you repeat that cycle, now it becomes a scheme and it's repeatable. Whereas when it's an insider trading, it's almost like opportunistic. You haven't had a structured plan about how you're gonna execute on that. You get to hear about information, you act on it now, and then that's insider trading. But when it's a structure and it's a scheme, it becomes far more serious than just insider trading.
And that's what I'm wondering, so like the impact of these practices on the market's liquidity and efficiency.
It definitely does affect the market, and especially if you're dealing with investors like from international markets where they are used to being protected by the regulators, that nobody's going to trade at an unfair advantage, and if it becomes a norm in your market, it does make you less attractive. It then, by being less attractive, you have less buyers or less investors in your market. that then takes away some of the liquidity. And having said, made an example about the global or international investors, doesn't mean that I think the local investors don't matter. I think what it does as well is that it could discourage people from participating in financial markets. And if I make a simple example, if you and I were playing the lottery and I somehow get to know the numbers up front and I keep winning, it would discourage you from playing the lottery because essentially I've got an unfair advantage over you, and it means that you are always going to lose, or most of the time you're going to lose, I'm always going to win. And that way it becomes a mechanism that discourages people from investing. So on the stock market, a similar thing could happen, that local investors say, why are you putting money there? You know that the CEOs have got schemes where they basically just defrauding us our money, and becomes a thing that can cause market liquidity constraint.
Zoleke, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Much appreciated your time. Zoleke Mnguni, Chief Investment Officer at Benguela Global Funds Manager.
Call Higher Biz right now. Right now. 086-000-959. Call now. On the street. On the air.